FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
We say good morning to Meira Sfirsky, editor of the Clarion Project. You can go and check out their website. It's clarionproject.org. All right, Meira, let's talk about Al Jazeera. And very, very interesting. I mean, one of the things that we're going to be talking about this morning is how the New York Times is shilling for terrorists supporting Al Jazeera. Now, I didn't know what shilling was. I had to actually go and look it up.
Well, it's a great word in our politically correct world right now. So it's a good word to know. It's really, really shocking. Here is Qatar, who is one of the largest state supporters of terrorism, probably the biggest supporter of Hamas, giving hundreds of millions of dollars every year to Hamas, and their mouthpiece, the state-funded Al Jazeera network. And now we have the New York Times supporting them. It's shocking.
Why?
So what's happened was, if you followed, a couple weeks ago, this has been building up for a while, but a couple weeks ago, six Gulf states, coincidentally, right after Trump's visit to the region, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Yemen, decided that they had had enough with Qatar and supporting terrorism. Not that we could talk about how Saudi Arabia exports terrorism and supports terrorism, but that's already another subject. They decided to cut off all ties with Qatar. They issued about 12 ultimatums, and one of them was to shut down Al Jazeera, which has been a mouthpiece for the Muslim Brotherhood. It really was what fomented the whole Muslim Brotherhood revolution in Egypt, and it's just anti-Semitic, pro-terrorism, you name it, it's Al Jazeera.
Okay. So the Washington, I mean the New York Times.
The New York Times.
Okay, yes. Wrong city. Okay, so the New York...
I wouldn't put it past the Washington Post either at this point, to tell you the truth.
Okay, so the New York Times has been promoting them and basically rallying for them.
So yes, the New York Times has decided that Al Jazeera is the epitome of free speech in the region, and we shouldn't shut down the mouthpiece for free speech with its high journalistic standards. Those are quotes from the New York Times. It's absolutely unbelievable. Let me just give you one thing that Al Jazeera did recently. I don't know if you remember one of the most horrific terrorist attacks in Israel. It was a very long time ago by a Lebanese terrorist by the name of Samir Kantar. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Okay, so I'm sorry to tell your readers so early in the morning what he did, but he infiltrated Israel from Lebanon. He killed a policeman. He broke into someone's apartment and grabbed a father and his young daughter, took them, the father he shot, and the daughter he killed by smashing her skull against rocks on the beach. Okay, this is the man we're talking about. He was unfortunately released many years later from Israel in a prisoner exchange for two soldiers who turned out to be dead, which Israel didn't know that they were dead at the time. They were hoping to get back live soldiers.
Yeah.
And Al Jazeera hosted an online birthday party for this man. A birthday party, feting him as a hero of Lebanon. That's Al Jazeera, in my opinion, in a nutshell.
Is there not a world press body? I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, regulations would be very useful in this case.
Right. It would be useful in this case, but there isn't such a thing. Right. And so now we have the New York Times, which I guess we could call used to be one of the most prestigious newspapers in the world, doing the shilling, which we know what that word means now, you know, promoting Al Jazeera and standing up for Al Jazeera. It's really shocking. That's the only word I can come up with is shocking.
Absolutely.
This is what the world has come to. It's really crazy. It's really, really crazy.
You know what? When Arab countries are kicking Al Jazeera out of their countries, you must know that there's something rotten in Denmark.
Absolutely. Mm. Yes. Jordan has kicked out Al Jazeera. Saudi Arabia has kicked out Al Jazeera. In fact, thankfully, do you know that Al Jazeera opened up in America a very slick Western version called Al Jazeera America. And thankfully, there was a lot of public action and grassroots action against the sponsors, against the advertisers on Al Jazeera, which contributed to their closing down.
Wow, that's interesting. And yet it continues to operate in countries like Israel.
Yeah, so that's also a big problem, because every time, you know, Israel's kind of caught in a quandary, just like Israel. I mean, it's almost like this whole crisis, if you've been following what's going on with the Gaza electricity crisis.
Yes.
You know, Israel is in a catch-22 situation.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah. Exactly. Damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they shut down Al Jazeera, then everyone's going to cry, oh, you know, Israel doesn't have freedom of press. But when you have countries like Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Yemen kicking out Al Jazeera, I think you have a case.
Very interesting. Meira, an SMS that's come through says, please ask Meira, why doesn't JDFL get involved and get Trump to close the New York Times down or do a serious inquiry? What is the JDFL?
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting that my husband was asking me just this morning. He said, have you looked into who is running the New York Times, who their reporters are? Maybe you should do an expose on the New York Times. It's a very, very tricky thing. First of all, the New York Times is part of, you know, a large body of the left-wing press. I personally don't see that it's so, you know, this press body is so committed to facts. I'm not sure that they ever were. You know, if you look even back at the history about how they reported the Holocaust, or I should say how they didn't report the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So, you know, the kind of freedoms that we enjoy in the West, including freedom of press, is always a double-edged sword. So the left wing can complain all they want about fake news, but we could say the same thing about what's going on with the New York Times.
Very interesting. Meira, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. Oh, apparently the JDFL is the Anti-Defamation League. Isn't that the ADL? Okay. Must have been a typo.
ADL is the Anti-Defamation League.
Right. Meira, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and look forward to speaking to you next Monday.
Okay, me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Meira. God bless. Bye-bye.